Boker Tov, good morning. Today's daf, we are doing daf 82. We left off on 81b. Hey, Aleph Amud Bet, we left off in the middle of the page. We're going to finish the parak today, B'zal Hashem. We have a new Mishnah. Okay, let's bring on Zoom. Okay, jumping right in. Okay, we are on the middle of Aleph Amud Bet 81b at the Mishnah. Chansa beget kereach. If he divorced her with a get kereach, bald get, we'll explain what that is, and she remarries on that basis. She has to get a divorce from both people now, and all of the same stringencies we said in the previous Mishnah. Get kereach, kol mashlimin alav. A get kereach, a bald get, anybody can complete it, any witness. Divrei Ben Nanas, that's Ben Nanas' opinion. Riakiva Omer, in Mashlimin alav el krovin or in the id makom acher. No, only a relative who can testify in another place is allowed to be the one to complete this get kereach. What's a get kereach? Ve'izu get kereach, kol shekisharav merubin me'edav. Anytime its folds are more than its actual witnesses, they would fold the document every line or so and have another ed sign and so on and so forth. And they would keep folding. So anytime it has more folds, than the actual witnesses itself, that would be considered a get kereach. Whenever there's more folds than number of witnesses signed on the document. So the Gemara says, "My tama de get kereach." What's the reason that get kereach? We say for a bald get, it's invalid. So the Gemara says, "Gezera mishum kul lechem." It's a decree because maybe the husband said all of you witnesses have to sign, and it doesn't on the document. If he said all of you and they were all present, they all have to sign. And if they don't, it's no good. So get kereach, hakol mashlimin alav. We said anybody can complete it. Rabbi Akiva, eved maitam alo. Why does Rabbi Akiva say a slave cannot? Da'atu lamimar kasher le'edut. Because people are going to come to say that a slave maybe is kosher to edut. So the Gemara says, karov nami atu lamimar kasher le'edut. Relative also, people may come to say that he's kosher to edut if you allow him to sign on it. Right, but we know that a relative, somebody who depends on how close they are, but a close relative is not allowed to be a witness for you, or is not allowed to be, for example, a witness at your wedding, or so on and so forth. Ela eved haynu ta'ama. This is the reason for a slave. The dilema atu da'asuke liuchasin. We may think he has good lineage, and accept his type of lineage because we think, oh, he's kasher for edut. The Gemara says, gazlan devar yuchasinu lit kasher. So then, if that's the case, if your reason is because of yuchasin, a thief should be kosher then to sign. Why? Because he has good yichus. Even though he's a thief and he's no good, still he has good lineage. According to your logic, you should be kosher. The Gemara said, "Lama tanan." Why does it say in the Mishnah, "Rabbi Akiva omer in mashlimin alav elad kerovim arayin la'id makom acher"? Only a witness, only a relative from another that can testify in another place is able to sign on this get kereach. You said so. The Gemara says, "Karov in gazlan." No, only a relative and not a thief. Ela, the answer must be Eved Hainu Tama. This is the reason that an Eved is no good according to Rabbi Akiva. The Atu Lameimar Shechrure Shechrurea. People are going to come to say that he was freed and considered like a complete free person, like a full fledged Jew, if he was allowed to sign on the get. So the Gemara says Gazlan Nami Atu Lameimar Teshuva Avad. What a thief! Also, if they let him sign on the get, people are going to come and say, ah, he probably repented. He did Teshuva. So the Gemara says, "Karov ma'ikal amemar." What's the reason for a relative that he says specifically a relative? Karov kule alma yadei de karovu. We're not going to worry to think that if a karov signs on this type of get kareach, that we're going to confuse him for a non-relative and allow him to be a witness in a case where he's not allowed to be a witness. So therefore, since everybody knows he's a relative, we don't have to worry. Amar bizera, amar abba, bar sheilta, amar bimnuna saba, amar vada bar ava. Get kareach kesharav shiva ve'edav shisha. A get kereach has seven folds and six witnesses. Shisha ve'edav chamisha, or six folds and five witnesses. Chamisha ve'edav arba'a, five and four. Arba'a ve'edav shlosha, four folds and three witnesses. Adkan machloket ben Anas and Rabbi Akiva. That's the machloket ben Anas and Rabbi Akiva. But kisherav shlosha ve'edav shenayim. But if it's three folds and two witnesses, divrei hakol ein mashlimin alav ela karov. Everybody agrees the only person to complete it can be a relative. Amar le Rabbi Zera le Rabba bar Sheilta, michdi, let's see. Kol shelosha v'mekushar kishnayim mipashut dame. Anytime you have three witnesses on a mekushar get, which is like a kind of get that is kind of like let's call it closed off or disregard, or bound on a bound get, it's like two witnesses on an open get. Meaning, in both of these cases, we're dealing with the same minimum number of witnesses that are required. So the Gemara says, Ma. Sorry, Mechila. Lost my spot. Okay. Ma Hatam, just like in the case of two witnesses, Karov Lo, a relative cannot be part of them. Avacha, so two and three, Nami, Karov Lo, you should not allow a relative. Amarle Afle Didi Kashali. He says it was even difficult to me. I asked Rav Nuna, Rav Nuna Laravada Varava, and he asked Ravada. And he said to him, "Hanachlish loshav mikushar delav deoraita." He said, "Leave it, let it be three people on a you know bound get, because that's not deoraita. It's not a problem biblically." Tanin Meachi, the writer says just like this: get kareach kesharav shiva ve'edav shisha, a folded get. This type of get, this bald get, it says seven fold, six witnesses. Shisha ve'edav chamisha, or six and five. Chamisha ve'edav arba, five and four. Arba ve'edav shlosha, four folds and three witnesses. That's machlok between them two. He shleim alav eved, if the person completing the get was a slave. Ben Anas omer avalad kasher. Ben Anas says the child is kosher from that. If that it's a real get. Rabbi Akiva omer avalad mamzer. Rabbi Akiva says that's not a real get. The valad is no good. The child is no good from an ex marriage. Aval kisherav shlosha ve'edav shenayim. But if there are three folds and two witnesses. Everyone agrees you only allow a relative to complete the document. Rav Yosef Mane Kasher, Yosef says not a relative, a kosher witness. It needs to be a kosher witness. It said in the Braita, a relative. Amar Rav Papa, Tane Kasher, you should teach a kosher witness, not a relative. Amar Rav Yochanan, Lo Sheru Bo Ela Ed Echad Karov Bilvad. We only allowed one relative witness signing on this type of get. About Terei, Lo, but not two. Dilma Atzel Kenyume B'Terei Karovim Echad Kasher. Because maybe you're going to come to fulfill it. Let's say in the future they're going to come. The court is going to try to figure out who these witnesses are, and they're going to see, oh, it's two relatives and one kosher person, and they're going to come to me. They're going to come to me and machshir it based on that type of testimony. Amar Avashi, Matnita Namidaika. You can also see this from the Beraita. How? Dikam Medaleg Vetane Chad Chad. Shma Mina. From the fact that it's teaching, it's going down and reducing the number of missing witnesses and is listing one by one and never by more than one. So Shma Mina, you can learn from that, that only one relative may sign on this bald get. Amar Abaye, Shma Mina, you can learn from this. Hai Karov Chatim I Bae Ben Bitchila Ben Beemza Ben Basof. This relative that's signing on the bald get, he can sign in the beginning, middle, or end. Mimai, how do we know that? Midelo kavale makom. From the fact that they didn't establish a spot for him to sign, he can do it anywhere. Ushma mina mikot lata mikaimin velo baina nitzufin. And from here we can learn also that from any of the three witnesses, we can authenticate this type of get by confirming three of the signatures. And they don't need to be consecutive signatures. It can be one, three, and five. Because if you think it needs to be consecutive, then let this relative have a specific spot in the signing. He doesn't have a specific spot. He can sign anywhere. So and then you would be allowed to have more relatives sign if there was a specific spot. You'd be able to establish more of them. Or from the fact that it didn't do that, and from the fact that it said that no, he doesn't have a specific spot, therefore you can understand that it does not necessarily need to be consecutive witnesses. All right, Rashi says, Mechilash, you can go on mute, whoever is on the Zoom. Okay, so Rashi says the following, Shema Mina, Dizal Galadach Ba'inan Ritzufin, Amai Log Sherubo Ele Hashlamat Karov Echad. Why was only one relative allowed? Mishum Dilma Atel Kemim Vishnei Karovim, Echad Kashuk and Amin Nael. We said that, oh, maybe because you may come to say, oh, we didn't know who these witnesses are, the Beit Din will go and try to find out. Oh, it's two relatives and one kosher witness. Oh, but if you establish a spot for the relative to sign, it could have been the relative signed in the beginning, the relative can sign in the middle, and the relative can sign at the end. Then you can have more than one relative, and there won't be three consecutive witnesses one after another. Three consecutive relatives, one after, within the three, group of three. So 1, 2, 3 won't be relatives. Only one of them will be. 4, 5, 6, only one of them will be. 6, 7, 8, whatever, only one of them will be, and then you wouldn't have that problem. It must be that we don't have to do consecutive witnesses. When he came to Rabbi Ami, he said, go and complete this bald get with a slave from the shuk and fulfill it like that. Okay, and that's how we finish our parak. That's the end of this parak. We're starting the next parak, Hamigaresh et Ishto, chapter 9. somebody who divorced his wife, Ve'amarla, and he said to her, Hare ad muter lechol adam, you're permitted to anyone, Ella liploni, except for this person. Rabbi Eliezer matir, Chachamim osrin. Rabbi Eliezer says she's permitted to everyone except that person, and Chachamim says she's not allowed to remarry. What should he do? He should take the get back from her and give it back to her. And say to her, you're permitted to anyone. If he wrote it inside the get that she's forbidden, she's permitted to anyone except that one guy, even if he retracts and he raises it, the get is pasul. It's no good. So the Gemara says, Ibailo, we have a question. Hi Ella, when it said Ella in the Mishnah, Chutzu, is it saying except for or Almenatu or unconditioned on? Sounded like except for. So the Gemara says, Chutzu, it's except for. Uvechutzu the pligi Rabbanan aleder Bilezer. The rabbis are disagreeing with Bilezer in the case of except for that one person. Dehashier la beget, because he left out a piece of the get. You can't leave out a piece of the get. She's permitted to anyone. How can you leave that piece out? Aval be'almenat, but if it was unconditioned, Module, the Chachamim would agree to Rabbi Eliezer. Midedava akol tnai de'alma. Maybe the Chachamim would agree because it's like any other condition. On condition of of marrying this person. If it was unconditioned, not except for, then maybe the Chachamim would agree. Or Dilma, or perhaps Alminatu. It's talking about Mishnah saying no, unconditional, meaning you are free. This is your get, but on condition. That she does not marry this person. So the Gemara says, "Ube almenatu de pligi Rabbanan ader Rabbanan." And maybe on condition, Chachamim are disagreeing with Rabbanan. Aval bechutz, but except for modeh, maybe Chachamim would actually agree to Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer would agree with Chachamim that she would be asura to marry. In this regard, the hashier lavaget, because they left a part out of the get. So maybe we can say it both ways. Maybe it's really except for this one person. And really, Chachamim would agree if, in a case of unconditioned, that you don't marry this person, because that's a tanai. The wording is saying tanai. Or the other way around. No, the Mishnah is talking about unconditioned. And really, it's on the condition that Rabbi Eliezer disagrees with the Rabbanan. But if it's except for, they would agree that that's not a get. Maravina, which one is it? Tashma, kol habbatim etamin menigayim. Any houses can become tameh from tzarat. Ela shel ovdei kochamim, except for the house of the ovdei kochamim. So the Gemara says, Iyamar bishlama chutz hu. If you say it's except for Shapir, that makes sense. Ela iyamart almenatu. If you say it's on condition, almenat de lo mitamu batei ovdei kochamim, hu de mitamu batei Israel. On condition that the house of the ovdei kochamim does not become tameh. That's when the Jewish house becomes tameh. Ah, mitamu batei chachamim. But if the house of the goyim would become tameh, then lo mitameh batei Yisrael. What, the Jewish house would not become tameh from negat tzarat? That's not true. So the unconditioned doesn't fit here. Ve'od, and not only that, batei of chachamim mi mitameh. Do the house of the chachamim become tameh from tzarat? Ve'atanya bebraita v'natati negat tzarat bebeit ar eretz achuzatchem. He says eretz achuzatchem mitameh menegayim. Only your land would become tamim menigayim, ve'in batei of dekochamim tamim menigayim, but not the houses of the goyim of dekochamim. They would not become tamim by negayim by tzarat. Ela shmamina, we must be chutzu shmamina. It must be our mishnah saying except for, and it's not unconditioned. Unconditioned is a different wording, and that's not what it's talking about. Matnitin deloki aitana. Our mishnah is not like this tana. The tanya, the brayta says, Amar Rabbi Yosi ben Yehuda, lo nechagur Rabbi Eliezer v'chachamim al megareshet ishto. Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim don't disagree on a case where he divorces his wife. Amar le, he says to her, you're permitted to anyone, chutz miploni, except for this person. That's not the argument. She'ena migureshet. They agree there that you're not divorced. Aman echalgu, what's the machloket? Al ha-migaresh ishto. Someone who divorces his wife. Amar le, he says to her, at muter lechol adam, you're permitted to any person. Al minat shelot nasi liploni. On condition that you don't marry this person. Ah, that's the machloket. He disagrees with our Mishnah. We just established it's chutz, except for. And he's saying, no, it's unconditioned that you don't marry this person. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Eliezer matir lechol adam chutz me'oto ha'ish. Rabbi Eliezer says she's permitted to anyone except for that guy. Chachamim osrin, the Chachamim say, no, that's true to remarry. My tamid Rabbi Eliezer, what's the reason of Rabbi Eliezer? Midaava kol tnai de'ama. It's just like any other condition. You can make a condition saying you can marry anyone except for this person. Rabbanan. In any condition, you don't leave out a piece of the get. Over here, left out a piece of the get. Why? Saying, you're free, but not to this person. That's not a get then. That's no good. So you cannot remarry, Rabbanan says. Umatnitin de okimna bechut. Our Mishnah we established was talking about except for and not on condition. My time at the Rabbi Ezer. What's the reason for Rabbi Ezer? Amar Bianai Mishum Zaken Echad sending him an elder. Amar Kala Fasuk says Vayatza Beitova Achav Eidal Yishacher. She left the house and she went to another man. Afilu Lo Hetira Ela Ish Acher Harizim Gureshet. Even if the husband only divorced her and allowed her to this one person, she's considered divorced. Also, much more so in our case, where if he divorced her and said, you're not allowed to this one person, that divorce would take effect. So that's why Rabbi Eliezer would say, the get would work over here. What does the Rabbanan say? Hi, ish. What does it mean, ish in the pasuk? The chol isha ish. It means that every single man. Not saying that only this one person, meaning he is permitting her to every single man. That's what it's saying when he says the word ish. So the Gemara says, Riochanan amar tamad Rabbi Eliezer meracha. The reason Rabbi Eliezer is from this pasuk. V'isha gerusha me'isha lo yikachu. A divorced woman from me'isha lo yikachu. What does that mean? Afilu lo nidgarsha ela me'isha nifsela min kehuna. Even if she only got divorced from her husband, but was not permitted to any other person, she still becomes pasul to the kehuna. Just like a fully divorced woman. Meaning what? What do you see from here? Alma havigita. You see from here that it's considered a divorce. This is a completely, perfectly fine divorce, even though the husband does not allow her to marry anybody else.
How long?
So she says, you're not allowed. The get is given. It's saying you're not allowed to marry anyone else. On condition you don't marry anyone else. So the Gemara says, Rabbanan. What would the Rabbanan answer that? So Rabbanan would say, Isur kehuna shani. The prohibition of kehuna is different from other prohibitions. Over there, we would restrict and say she's asurah to the kehuna. Even though a qualified divorce is effective regarding the prohibition for a woman to marry a Kohen, right? A divorced woman cannot marry a Kohen. But it's not effective in permitting the woman to marry other people. She does not become permitted to marry other people, and therefore it's not a full-fledged divorce. It's just a divorce in order to make her Asura to the Kohen. Okay, we'll stop there for today. Quick one-minute recap. Okay, we started on Pe'alef Amudbet, 81b. We started a new Mishnah, and we started by talking about the difference between a Karov and all the other people. We said a Karov, everybody knows these are relatives, especially in our community, our type. Yeah, great neck person community. Everybody knows who's who. Everybody knows who's related to who. You know who the relatives are. You won't mistake in a relative, because a relative is not allowed to become an ed for you, right? That's one of the most important halachot by a wedding, is that you cannot have one of the edim be a related to the chatan or kala, and so on. Case number two of the daf, actually at the bottom of the amud bed, we also had a case of, at the top of the amud aleph, we started this case of a new mishnah. And the discussion was, somebody divorces his wife, is the case, and says you can marry anyone except for this person. Is the word Ela, is it saying except for or on condition that you don't marry this person? And that makes big ramifications, big differences in the Gemara, because the word on condition would be very different. That's an actual condition. Whereas the word except for, the Rabbanan would disagree with the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. And on the Amud Bet, as we finally got to Amud Bet, we thoroughly explained the machloket between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. In our Mishnah, and we got to a baraita that disagreed with our Mishnah and explained the opinion of what we're talking about, the machloket between Rabbi Eliezer and Chachamim, differently. He explained the machloket between on the topic of almenat, on condition. Our Mishnah says no, the machloket is on chutz, is on except for. Whereas when it talks about almenat, that would not be a machloket, and that would be, these are the difference between our Mishnah and that baraita. Okay, we'll stop there for today. Baruch Adonai Le'olam, Amen. Amen.